Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
A surfing duck named Duck becomes a local celebrity. Yeah, it's a duck. That's all it is, except that it surfs. It's taken to surfing like a duck to water. The adventurous duck has worked out how to surf on the Gold Coast with his family. His family's adopted him, 8 months old. Sorry, 8 months ago. So he's 8 months old now. They adopted him when he was born. He's got his own Instagram account, this surfing duck. He'll paddle out with the other surfers or get a lift on someone else's board, go right out to the back of the waves, and then ride him in like a surfer. It's a surfing duck. And he's so famous too. He's got more Instagram followers than I do. I mean, which is easy because I don't have many at all. But this duck's, family, the son of the family, so I guess they would say the duck's brother. How degrading to be the duck's brother. His name's Tom. He said when he gets tired, he jumps onto other people's boards and rides in with them, but he can be out there for 2 hours. Duck, his name is, he hasn't had his feathers cut, so he would be able to fly away pretty easily. But he chooses to stick around and hang 10. If you're ever lucky enough to go to the Gold Coast, you can see Duck in action. Catching those waves, having a cowabunga old time out there. It got me thinking, though, on 8582 3931, do you know an animal that does a human thing? You see it all the time. And I'm not talking about, like, dogs shaking hands. That's normal. I'm talking about a cat using a toilet or something. Mike from Barmra.
Yeah, it was about 5 years ago. We adopted a cat from next door when they moved out. The only problem was my mum and myself have got allergies to cats, but my sister and dad, they're soft touches. So it was Christmas Day and we were sitting down to lunch. The old man got up to take a phone call and turned around, and the next thing we know, we turn back, there's the cat sitting on the chair getting into Dad's brawn.
Having a little Christmas feast of their own. I love it.
Yeah, that was the problem, and it wasn't just sitting on the chair, then got up on the paws and tried to get into the pork as well, and yeah, not impressed.
No, you'll take your eye off them for a second and they'll be all over it. So was Christmas dinner ruined then, or did you continue?
Nah, just the dad, it was ruined. He had to go and get something else, and Mum and I just looked at him and said, well, that's what you get for adopting a cat.
Yep, looks like Dad's having a Big Mac for Christmas.